Sounds good. From our studios in beautiful North Florida, celebrating 2 years of color commentary, it's In Black and White. And now your host, the baby-faced assassin of freedom, Jerry Brooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, patriots of all ages, welcome again to In Black and Right, the new definition of color commentary. I am, as always, your host, Jerry Brooks, the baby-faced assassin of freedom, and tour guide through the whacked and severely messed up America that Joe Biden has created for us. As always, you can send us email, questions, comments, you know, hate mail, whatever, at inblackandright@gmail.com, or you can check out our website, inblackandright.net. And also, I encourage you to subscribe, like, follow, get notified of new episodes for the podcast. I am also happy to announce that our international audience has once again grown to 22 foreign countries. And I'd like to welcome our latest international, our latest country into the international In Black and Right Coalition, the Philippine Islands. Glad to have you. And please, if you are in the Philippines or anywhere in that part of the Pacific, hey, pass it along. Tell people about the podcast. We love to have more countries. And the fact that we actually have that many foreign countries, even if it's just one person, it's a major league blessing, because I never expected it to get beyond the United States, but apparently we are now global. 22 countries. It's amazing. And in only 2.5 years, or a little less than 2.5 years. So I'm grateful for that. Anyway, my friends, before we kind of get into sort of what's on my mind today, definitely, my friends, we're going to, I will talk about the Trump hush money trial and some of the latest goings on, that's for sure. But I definitely got to start out today with another illegal immigrant update, or illegal alien update, whichever you prefer. And believe me, folks, you're going to love this one. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you really think that, oh my goodness, just to show you how stupid people have become, and so many people, at least in the education system, which I call the indoctrination system of public in public schools, you want to know how stupid they are? Well, here's a story from my beloved home state of North Carolina. And boy, this just really makes me, I don't know, mad, sad, or whatever, but my heart goes out to this young man. A 16-year-old high school student in Lexington, North Carolina, attends Central Davidson High School, apparently was suspended from school after using the term illegal alien during a class. Now, I'm going, wait a minute, that's just, I mean, that's weird enough, and it's annoying enough, but apparently, the lips of TikTok caught this story and put it on social media about what happened. Apparently, a teacher in the class used the term alien during a class assignment. Now, the young man's name is Christian McGee. And young Mr. McGee, according to the local media, had asked whether the teacher was referring to space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards, according to the story from the National Pulse. Now, apparently, this made one student in the class, a male student, taking offense. Again, ugh, get over yourself, buddy. And apparently, the student who took offense wanted to start a fight. And the administrative staff of the school, of the high school, apparently believed that young Mr. McGee's words were to be offensive and disrespectful to classmates who are Hispanic, and he was suspended. You freaking idiots! Okay? I'm not going to be nice about this. I have seen too many stories of students trying to exercise their First Amendment, and apparently these schools with their DEI and CRT are basically just real, well, dipsticks, you know, and some real SOBs, frankly. But I'll tell you, this just made me crazy. As usually, it doesn't take much, but this is stupid. 3 days out of school because this young man apparently was being called racist. And his mom, Christian's mom, was just livid. Suspended for racism? Now, it's already stupid enough, CRT. And we have seen even more, just some of the most idiotic, asinine things. Like the young man, kid, 9 years old, Kansas City Chiefs fan. And I referenced this on more than one occasion, but he's 9 years old, Kansas City Chiefs fan, goes to a game, and he's got half of his face painted black and half of it painted red, which are the colors of the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's wearing an Indian headdress. Now, some woke... Oh, mercy. Forgive me, folks, but I'm getting a little spicy here. Some woke-ass reporter from the now-defunct Deadspin says, and only caught half of his face, the side that was painted black. Yeah. Now, what really blows my mind is later on it was discovered that they only caught half of his face, but when they saw him full frontal face, his face completely, it was half red. And the Indian headdress was not a cultural appropriation. It was the fact that the father actually said that their family is Native American. Now, here's the funny part about this, and I love it, because this came back to really smack this clown in the face. Because now Deadspin is gone. Everybody got bought out, all the staff's been fired, and this guy is still being sued by the family for defamation. Now, here's the thing that really gets on my ever-loving nerves. You leftists, beware, okay? Now, you want to talk about somebody who culturally appropriated and did something really racist? Well, here's a name for you. Jimmy Kimmel. That's right, Jimmy Kimmel. Mr. Late Night, Mr. Pain in the Arse, Mr. Objectifier of Women, and he's a real perv in some cases. He actually went in blackface, and a bald wig, and he was essentially imitating former NBA Hall of Famer, the mailman, Karl Malone. Nobody said jack when he did that. Nobody. But he caught some grief, but You know, he was like, oh, it's going to be, I'm just doing a comedic skit. Really? Uh-huh, Jimmy, you jerkwad. You arrogant, elitist piece of excrement. No, I don't want to hear all of, I mean, we've got school administrators who are so cowardly. I mean, my goodness. School districts are run by invertebrates. Far too many. Now, fortunately, I happen to live in a school district where, hey, we actually have common sense. And we have administrations that are not, well, stuck on stupid. But that really bugs me when I see this type of thing, because I keep hearing people playing the race card, I mean overplaying the race card, to where when real racism shows up, you don't know the difference. Because it's nothing more than the boy who cried wolf. That's all it is. The boy who cried wolf. Oh, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist. I mean, coming even from cabinet-level officials, like Preachy Pete Buttigieg, Progressive Christianity's golden boy. Yeah, these bridges are racist, and this is racist. I'm like, you've got too many people, especially in the left in this country, who are so obsessed. I mean, obsessed to the point of it's really scary. It's like a mental disorder. You know, I mean, you talk about obsessive compulsive disorder. This is the same principle, except, oh, everything is seen through the prism of race in the left, on the left in this country. It is. And when I see this, I'm thinking to myself, this poor kid, and the kid's white. You know, so this poor young man already has two strikes against him. He's white and he's male. So, I don't know. I truly do not know what some people are thinking are they thinking? Okay? I don't know. I just do not know. It drives me insane when I hear this. I truly do. Ugh. Sorry. Looks like it's going to be in black and rant today, but here's another story that I just love. You want to talk about the impact of illegal immigration? Well, here's a story from Detroit. And what's going on there is that an organized gang of illegal immigrants have been stealing from homes in very upscale, wealthy communities around Detroit. They're stealing everything they can get their hands on. Safes, jewelry, precious metals, so on. But this is a report from a local TV station in the Detroit area about what's going on. Let's see how you open borders, folks, like this.
Homes here in the gated community at the Country Club of Detroit in Grosse Pointe Farms. The organized burglary teams hitting here over the last weekend, and if a home backs up to trees or woods, it becomes a target. Thieves hiding there until they see their chance. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard first sounded the alarm in September after huge homes in Bloomfield Township were hit, then homes on private drives in Birmingham. The losses were in the millions.
In our area, they are targeting jewelry, precious metals, high-end items such as purses, electronics, currency, high-end watches, and if there's a safe that's not attached or they can either break into on scene or carry, they'll do that.
Now remember, a team was arrested and charged in Bloomfield Township with a string of car break-ins and some burglaries. But tonight, sources continue to point to what the sheriff pointed to at the very start, that other organized teams out of South America have been hitting high-end homes out west and now have made their home right here.
Typically, in our area, it's between 5 and 9 p.m. Preferred targets on a lot of these across the country are homes that are isolated. They back up to wooded areas, trails, golf courses.
Here's another thing that we're not hearing or seeing in these high-end burglaries. Look, there's no video of these guys. There's video cameras everywhere, especially on these homes, but they're able to get around that somehow. There are alarm systems all over these homes, in the homes, outside of the homes. They're getting around that, too.
Well, folks. Well. What do you know? Oh, yeah. And yet, what is Biden doing? Sure, let's keep the doors open. Everybody come on in. Yeah. Anybody who has half a brain can actually figure out why these millions upon millions of migrants, and frankly, they're an ungrateful bunch. Seriously. I mean, you have illegal immigrants in places like New York who are complaining about the free, getting free food, free benefits. Apparently, they're not liking it. You want to talk about somebody who needs some sense slapped into them?
Oh!
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean. And it's really hard for me at times to not just want to do the same thing to some people who just don't seem to grasp reality. I mean, you know, lead me not into temptation to smack some stupid people upside the head. Okay, granted, that's not necessarily the Lord's Prayer, but it's my prayer. I mean, what are we doing, folks? What are we doing? Holy cow. Ugh. Anyway, before I get too upset over this, I definitely wanted to keep on track here. And yes, I love this because the Biden campaign, as much as they will never admit to it, and also the mainstream Satan-serving media will never admit to it, Biden's in humongous trouble, okay? Now, of course, in an attempt, in a feeble attempt, to try to create what Trump did when he was in Harlem yesterday at the bodega, not Bogota. You might want to tell Jill Biden that. She's supposed to be a teacher. Yeah. So, what does Biden do today? He goes to Pennsylvania. While Trump is stuck in court with a tyrannical judge and a dishonest, corrupt, as all get out, district attorney, what does Joe Biden do? He goes back to his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, somehow trying to create a nice little photo op like Trump did. But the problem is, no. I mean, it's been all over social media that Biden couldn't even begin to generate people coming for him. It's one part Jedi mind trick, one part smoke and mirrors. There was hardly anybody there when Biden went to Scranton, Pennsylvania, his hometown. His motorcade was met with, a lot of F Joe Biden and let's go Brandon. I can't play the audio on that, but there is video of it, and I've seen enough of it. But, yeah. And, of course, this event, you know, you had the stage and everything. There were more reporters there than actual residents. So that right there didn't exactly help. And then, apparently, Biden stopped in at a gas station, and Biden didn't exactly get the most warm reception. I mean, seriously, oh my gosh. It was crazy. I mean, it was predictable, but it was crazy. And it was a sad attempt to try to recreate what Trump gets naturally. I mean, he went to the bodega, and there were people there. Tons of people. We love Trump. Trump, 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 4 more years. And even at one point, there were folks singing the national anthem while Trump was talking to reporters. You cannot recreate that. You can't. As much as you think you can, you can't. That's genuine. That's man of the people. The rapport that Trump had with the folks there in Harlem, which is a Democrat stronghold, and here's Trump, New York's his town. It is his town. And they poured out a ton of love. A ton of it. Woo. Gotta love that, folks. You gotta, and I loved it. And it's just, you know, Biden and his campaign is in reaction mode. Because they figure the longer they can keep Trump in court, they think they've got some kind of advantage. And the Satan-serving media is right along with them. It's like, not the same, children. Because Trump is campaigning while he is in court. I mean, yesterday, that evening, the president of Poland was in New York. Trump welcomed him to dinner at Trump Tower. So Trump is doing his thing. He's being presidential. He's doing it in his hometown and in court at the same time. It's beautiful to watch how the left and the Satan-serving media are losing what's left of their minds. Trump is looking more presidential, more man of the people, in a Democrat stronghold like New York City. And Biden can't even go to Scranton, Pennsylvania, his hometown, and get that kind of love. He can't do it. And he's got enough problems. Well, not just personal problems, but he has problems. But yeah, it's pretty twisted. That's for sure. But let's see here. What's interesting now, just a little bit on the Trump circus. It cracks me up. It really cracks me up when here you have earlier today the bald black buffoon of a mayor, Eric Adams of New York City, trying to pull a Jedi mind trick that, oh, Trump's going to get a fair trial. He's going to get a fair jury. If you honestly believe that, you're a bloody moron. Okay? I'm just going to tell you, I'm just going to be that blunt. There is not a snowball's chance, none, that Trump is going to get a fair trial in New York. I've said it before. Others have said it as well. Legal people have said it. I've said it. And these guys are a lot smarter than me than when it comes to legal matters. But my gosh, this is ridiculous. And of course, threatening and Alvin Bragg, that buffoon, another George Soros bought and paid for slave. Yeah, and I said it. So what? But it's true. And now, with all of that, with all the circus that's going on in the courtroom there, two of the jurors that have already been approved have now been excused because of concerns about their partiality and things that they've done in the past. Now, Trump's legal team is doing the best they can to go through this and figure out, you know, and vet these people. And the rate, now they had seven, now they're down to five again. So I don't know what's going on. It's all over the place. From Just the News, a story about this, two of the jurors being excused, and CNN talking to one of these excused jurors, a white woman who is a millennial, at least looks like a millennial, and I'm thinking to myself, oh God, here we go. I mean, it's not going to happen. So, the heck with that. But one thing, you know, I mean, it's going according to Well, their schedule, they, meaning the Satan-serving media, and they're just loving it, and they're getting their ratings, CNN, MSLSD, you know, even Fox to a degree. So, whatever. But I'll tell you, it's really intriguing to see this. But again, this comes under the category of to be continued. But I want to get to something a little bit more substantive. And that is what's going on right now in Congress. Now, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is not exactly a Dale Carnegie grad, because he's not winning friends and he's not influencing people. The only friends he's winning are Democrats. And his attempt to try to sneak in this $60 billion for the Ukraine, which is nonsense. There's no support for it amongst the Republican base. But this is exactly what I talk about. The disconnect between the Republicans in D.C. and the Republican base. The grassroots. Because the grassroots, they can't seem to get through this mindset. The grassroots made you. The grassroots can break you. And given the fact that Trump is still the only, really, the only, one of the few Republicans that people actually will trust. I mean, there are a few exceptions here. I mean, I love Matt Gaetz there in the panhandle of Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Byron Donalds, another Floridian. But other than that, there aren't too many that are not trusted by the Republican base. And now, here's Mike Johnson. Here we go, Speaker of the House, trying to push forth this crazy bill, this foreign aid, which includes the $60 billion for the Ukraine, which has no support, and he doesn't seem to want to separate it. Sure, he wants to send money to Gaza, but the problem is, if you send it to Gaza, you're essentially sending it to Hamas, because Hamas is the ruling government. So that doesn't exactly help. Ugh. Ay, 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 ay. Now, of course, another thing that Johnson has completely screwed up, and this is according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, apparently now, with this potential motion to vacate with coming from Thomas Massey and MTG and some others, now apparently Speaker Johnson wants to change the rules when it comes to the motion to vacate. Now, again, this is pretty sad, because it's the rules. But now, all of a sudden, because what happened with Kevin McCarthy, and now Johnson is doing the same thing, trying to make a deal with Democrats, to change the motion to vacate rules. Now, this is a story from justthenews.com. Great, a great story and a great organization. John Solomon is top notch. But in this story, quoting MTG from the story, saying, Mike Johnson owes our entire conference a meeting And if he wants to change the motion to vacate, he needs to come before the Republican conference that elected him and tell us of his intentions and tell us what this rule change to the motion to vacate is going to be. Quote unquote, from MTG. And that's true. Johnson owes a heck of a lot. Now, if he wants to basically bend over and grab the ankles for Schmucky Chucky Schumer and the White House and all that, fine. But don't go around with this biblical world. I have a biblical worldview. And he was a constitutional attorney. And yet, what is he doing?
I don't know.
I mean, my gosh. Speaker Johnson. Hey, brother. Dude, get a clue. You're about to screw the nation over and betray us. Okay? You are. Now, yes, President Trump is an ally and he wants to keep you as speaker. And you figure that's kind of like some magical cloak. Oh no, you can't oust me because Trump is protecting me. It's like Trump is not protecting you. He's just trying to work a political calculation. But frankly, if people like the Speaker of the House is going to do things like this, which there's very little to no support for as far as giving more money to the Ukraine, because that's a dysfunctional mess and a geopolitical dumpster fire. Duh. But nope. He wants to give this money, and he wants to somehow tie it to the Israeli conflict. No. Sorry, you're going to have to do this separately. But, hey, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is with Johnson. It's not like this is the first screw-up. No. Most recently, when it came to FISA, the FISA renewal, apparently he got spooked by the intelligence community down in some skiff somewhere in the Capitol. And it's like, oh no, we're going to have to vote for it. And he was the tiebreaker. He was the tiebreaker vote on Andy Biggs' amendment to require a warrant, which is perfectly constitutional under the Fourth Amendment. But nope. Sorry, not gonna happen. And now this foreign aid bill trying to still get that money to Ukraine when Zelensky has got more than enough problems right in his own backyard. I did the story yesterday. Ukrainian men, young Ukrainian men, and it's in the New York Times as well, they're out of there. They're dodging the draft. They're trying to get out of the country. I mean, they're trying to use people to smuggle them out, or heck, some of them have even resorted to swimming across some water to get out of the country so that they can't get drafted into Zelensky's folly. Demand a peace deal instead of giving them $60 billion more of American taxpayer money for this nonsense just because some intelligence yahoo briefs you and says, oh, you've got to do this because people are going to die. People are going to die. And there's not one lick of proof. Not one. So I don't know. I do not know what's going on in Speaker Johnson's mind, but whatever it is, dude, straighten up and fly right, because you're worried about increasing the majority. You keep pulling this crap, you can kiss the majority goodbye. And yes, we're going to have the nightmare of Speaker of the House Akeem Jeffries, and you know that's going to be straight up communist and evil to the core. No ifs, no ands, no buts. It's that simple. And yeah, well, ugh. I mean, somebody just needs to smack Johnson upside the head.
Oh!
just like that. Because this is not making any sense. And somehow trying to change the rules for motion to vacate with help of the Democrats? Yeah, go ahead. Slit your own throat politically. Because frankly, we cannot, as Americans, afford it. Both figuratively and definitely literally. Especially when we're looking at another year, another fiscal year of $2+ trillion deficits. I don't know. I just don't know. But with that in mind, I'm going to call it a day today because I don't want to keep yelling at y'all, but it's time to wake up if you're not paying attention to this. Our country is going the way of the dinosaur. Constitution? Forget about it. Civil liberties? I don't think so. Wake up, folks, because the clock is ticking. We have a little over 6 months, about 6.5 months left, and Biden and his cronies can do a hell of a lot of damage in 6 months, trust me. And if they can't beat Trump, what they want to leave him with is a full-on mess that is going to be virtually impossible for him to fix. But who knows? I'm not quite ready to give up yet, but I'll tell you, I don't know what the deal is. I just truly do not know what the deal is with some of this, but I'm going to keep fighting, and I hope you will too. And with that, thank you very much for listening. Again, like, follow, subscribe to our podcast, to our website, and also check out our online store. We've got some nice merchandise and swag that'll help support us stay on the air and continue to grow. And for now, I love y'all. God bless. Take care of yourselves. And as always, remember, patriots come in all colors.